He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning, September 18th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, yesterday was Taco Tuesday, and today is Taper Wednesday. That's all they can talk about on the CNBCs today is Taper Wednesday. How big will the taper be? When will it start? Will it start at all? That's the talk on CNBC. My gig on CNBC yesterday was canceled. I was preempted by a press conference regarding the shooting back in Washington, D.C. So it will be rescheduled at some point in time. But, you know, that's how live radio and live TV go. We've got the market out of the gate. Look, we're in wait mode right now. We're sitting in idle at the stop sign, waiting to hear what the Fed says at 11 a.m. or whenever it is Pacific Standard Time. We've got the S&P 500 up a point, however, while it's waiting. At least we're up a point. We're at 1706 on the S&P. The Dow is minus 12 right now to 15,517. The NASDAQ is up 5 to 3,750. The 10-year yield holding, sitting chilly. That means quietly, not moving, waiting for that Fed speak. The 10-year is at 2.85. But bondholders got to be shuddering right now over this. Gold continues to go nowhere in a hurry. Gold is below $1,300 again. Gold is at $1,299.20 per ounce this morning, down $10. I continue to have no exposure to the gold precious metals market or the bond market. Oil is up 51 cents this morning to $105.93. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, Tuesdays used to be the slowest day for a restaurant after the weekend and everybody winding down back to work. And now all of a sudden we have Taco Tuesdays coming along. And boy, I tell you, it's a big deal downtown. We go into some of these restaurants down here. You know, the restaurants that have happy hours, I go there for the food. I got dinner for $7 last night. But I had to endure Taco Tuesday. It was full of college kids laughing and yelling. And why did they gotta be so noisy? Maybe I'm just getting old, but it was noisy. So yesterday was Taco Tuesday. Today is Taper Tuesday. Taper Wednesday. I mean, Taper Wednesday. What does Taper Wednesday mean? You know, as I watched CNBC yesterday, I saw him have this guy after that guy on. How should we deal with our portfolios, given the fact that tomorrow the Fed will be announcing their next course of action? And the answer in my mind is we don't deal with it any differently than we do any other day. But of course, every single answer imaginable came out of the mouths of the various pundits yesterday discussing Taper Wednesday. Well, investors need to be very careful here. They need to be cautious right now. Well, what does that mean? Am I supposed to sell everything today? Am I supposed to not buy anything today? What does that exactly mean? Others said, well, with all of this turmoil in the markets right now and all of these uncertainties, we're advising our clients caution, to be cautious right now, to not have any money in the market. And other people said, you know what, it's just another day. And I guess that's the camp that I come down on. It's just another day. Every day there's something going on in the market. And then don't forget there's all the things that we don't know are going to happen in the market, like the shooting on Monday. Who had that predicted on Friday? You never know what's going to hit the market. It's all you can do is do your best and keep track of your individual investments. If you worry about every single little thing that's going to come along, every debate, every worry, You know what? You're going to drive yourself nuts. And I've seen people, I've talked about this before, people that are babbling to themselves that have been in the market for several years, and they're reacting to every single headline in the market. Oh my gosh, they're driving themselves batty. Why don't they just go buy a CD and go off in an RV and enjoy life and leave the stock market alone? It's not for you. If you're worried about every single taper talk, tomorrow's taper talk, I don't want you buying any stocks in my account tomorrow. We've got the debt ceiling coming up. Oh, I don't want you buying any stocks until we have a resolution there. We've got the Syria conflict and the vote. Are we going to go to war? Are we not going to go to war? I don't want you buying any stocks until this gets resolved. You know what? That's the wrong way to invest. That's what amateurs do. And you know who preys on these amateurs? The media. They get you all worked up into a froth and a lather by bringing these pundits on. It's 11:59 on Wall Street. We're going to bring in so-and-so from so-and-so ABC Capital Management. They manage $14 billion. And they're going to be talking about what this Syria conflict means for your portfolio. And they get you all worked up. You're a nervous wreck all the time. When in the end you say, well, you know, my Alliance Fiber Optics today is one of the biggest winners in the entire market. And I own it. Taper Wednesday doesn't have much of an impact on my Alliance Fiber Optics, which split 2-for-1 yesterday, which is a big holding here at Gunderson Capital Management, which is in my aggressive growth accounts, which is hitting a new all-time high today. What effect does Taper Wednesday have on my Alliance Fiber Optic, AFOP? And I see my Dollar Tree breaking out today. Dollar Tree, new all-time high there. It's up 3% today. What impact is the Fed and Taper Wednesday having on my Dollar Tree? And I see other stocks in my portfolio doing just fine. I see my BioMarin, BMRN, up 1% today, hitting a new all-time high. Is Taper Wednesday having any effect on that stock? In fact, as I look down the list here, the only stock that is under any kind of pressure at all, I've got a stock that's down 1.5%, one of my biotech stocks. So you're seeing very little impact right now. Now, after the news, maybe there will be some kind of an impact. But you know what? A week from now, you won't even remember Taper Tuesday. Who remembers the fiscal cliff? The fiscal cliff was a big worry that came along in December. The fiscal cliff had people scared out of their minds about their portfolios in the market. And unfortunately, the fiscal cliff spooked a lot of people out of the market in their 401ks and their IRAs and their SEPs, and they never got back in until about March or April. And by that time, they had missed about a 15-20% run in the overall market. So these headlines can be really damaging to your portfolio if you react to them. What does Taper Wednesday mean for your portfolio? Well, you know, I guess we'll know on post-Taper Wednesday Thursday. We'll see what impact and what sectors it's affecting. If he leaves things alone, well, then that may help the interest rate sensitive stocks. If he completely cuts out his buyback program and says we're done, well, that could hurt the interest rate sensitive stocks. Will it hurt the technology stocks? Will it hurt the healthcare stocks? Will it hurt the internet stocks? Will it hurt the biotech stocks? I doubt that will have much impact on them. We'll just have to wait and see. We'll have to take it one stock at a time. And one sector at a time. Last night as I was walking home, I said, oh boy, the app is probably updated by now. I'm going to see if there's been any changes at the top in the asset class rankings. I looked at my app, and I saw small caps on top. I saw mid caps second. I saw micro caps third. I saw the NASDAQ fourth, and I said, there's been no change at the top. It's still the same exact trends that have been lasting all year long. They're still in place. And then I went to my sector rankings and I clicked the button and I looked at my sectors. Biotech on top. Internet number two. I think consumer discretionary right there. Aerospace right there. By the way, Boeing hitting new all-time highs here recently. Technology stocks right there. You know, it has not changed. It's still the same sectors that have been leading the market all year long. What does Taper Wednesday mean for your portfolio? You know what? Invest in best stocks now and worry about them instead. We'll be right back.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6-7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And we're going to dig right in here today to an individual stock, which is what I like to do best on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, I listen to some other shows and they will not go near an individual stock. They will not touch an individual stock. I don't know why. It's like it's radioactive, nuclear radioactive, to talk about an individual stock on the radio waves. I've been doing it for 20 years, so I don't know what the deal is. I let you know whether or not I own the stock at Gunderson Capital Management, which this next one I do own in my aggressive growth accounts. As of last Friday, that aggressive growth model portfolio in my newsletter is up about 30%. And one of the stocks within that is Alliance Fiber Optic, AFOP. And it's also not a recommendation. That's the other thing. I don't make recommendations. I just try to teach people how to find good stocks on the air. And one of the best tools a teacher could use is a live example, right? Not from 1942, not from 1718, but from today. This is what's happening in the world today. And these stocks that I talk about, there's no guarantees here. They could get hit tomorrow. They could have an accounting investigation tomorrow. The CEO, who knows? Anything can happen. I never put 3 or 4% of my portfolios into any more than 3 or 4% into any one position. So if one position were to go down 30% tomorrow, that has a 1% impact on my overall portfolio. So having said all of that, and having set out the necessary warnings, Alliance Fiber Optics is a company that's headquartered in Sunnyvale, California. We featured this stock before on the show. And in fact, it was back on August the 23rd, so about 4 weeks ago. And then I bought a position in the stock on August the 28th when it looked too good to pass up. And I also sent out a tweet on the stock. If you go to my app and if you type in AFOP and you go down to the bottom to the comments, you'll see the comments that I've had on the stock. I've had like five or six this year. And on 8/28/13, I said, I just took a position in AFOP for my aggressive growth investors. It's number 75 rank overall, and the stock is breaking out. Also, a week before, back on the 23rd, I did an analysis of the stock, which on the app, you can tap there, and you can watch my analysis of the stock, which I did about a month ago. Well, we're going to review it again today, because it's in the news once again today. What draws my attention to AFOP on this day? Well, yesterday as I was going through my daily routine, which is looking at a lot of charts and a lot of stocks, in particular the ones that I own, I saw that AFOP had done a split yesterday, a 2-for-1 split. Now that in and of itself is not a real big deal. It just gives the stock a little bit more credibility. If it's a reverse split, that's a big deal. That means it's a crappy little stock. I remember when Citigroup did a reverse split, so it was no longer under $1 per share. I think they did like a 100-to-1 or a 1-to-10 split to put it back in the $4 to $5 area, or even the $45 area, something like that. But this is a good kind of split. This is a 2-for-1 split. It's a wash in the end. Whatever your position was worth on Monday, it's worth about the same today. The split didn't do you any good. But what it does do is it puts more shares out there on the street so that institutions can come in and buy the stock. If you have a stock that doesn't have that many shares, well, the institutions say, no, there's not enough shares available. There's not enough shares out in the float for us to take a position in this stock. I see that the fund ownership, the institutional sponsorship, is 15% on this stock. And they're obviously, I don't know, they're probably trying to attract more institutional ownership here. So Alliance Fiber Optics did their 2-for-1 split, so now there's twice as many shares out there in the float. The company, however, exhibits the qualities that I like in a stock. But what really caught my attention yesterday on AFOP is a chart of the stock. If you pull up and look at a one-year chart of AFOP, you will see a very, very nice, pretty picture. A picture of an uptrend that's been hitting new highs. You'll see a sideways trend during the summer. You'll see a breakout in late August. You'll see another little sideways trend, and you'll see one heck of a move yesterday and today. That's a good chart. But I don't buy stocks just because the chart is good. That helps. That's one of the pieces of the puzzle. But I require a couple of other things, which you should know by now if you've listened to my show at all. I require a stock that's been performing well on a relative basis against the rest of the market. Let's take a look at the performance of AFOP. Over the last 5 years, AFOP has delivered 33% per year to investors. No, it hasn't been a straight line. It's been all over the place. But in the end, had you owned the stock for the last 5 years, you've collected an average of 33% per year total return. Over the last 3 years, the stock has delivered 41% per year. Over the last 12 months, the stock is up 141%. The stock gets a performance grade of B+, and it gets a momentum grade, which is screwed up right now because of the split. It will be all fixed by tomorrow, but it's an A+ momentum grade. When stocks split, it's the grade, the ranking is off for one day, and then it clears itself up after that. I have not figured out a fix for that yet. But suffice it to say, this is one of the strongest performing stocks in the entire market. Oh, by the way, what do they do? They manufacture connectors, adapters, multiplexers, splitters, and couplers for telecom equipment and service providers. As I look around my office here, I've got all kinds of connectors and adapters and multiplexers. There's a multiplexer under the chair over there. And I see a splitter in this drawer over here. And here's a coupler. So, yeah, okay. And you multiply my office by how many offices in the world. Seems like a pretty good little business to be in, doesn't it? But valuation. You know, I like a good, healthy stock chart and a stock that's breaking out to new highs. And I love performance, but we're still missing one piece of the puzzle. And to me, it's a very critical piece of the puzzle. It's called valuation. On my app, I have the valuation of the stock. It's currently trading at 20 times forward earnings. It's trading at a discount to its growth rate. It's expected to grow by 25% per year. That gives it a PEG ratio of 0.82. It gives it a target price of $35 a share. It passes all three tests. AFOP qualifies as a best stock now, and it's a stock that I currently own at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or call 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel cost up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, welcome to Taper Wednesday, you know. I want you to be all worried and sweating and nervous and biting your fingernails over what's going to happen. It's Taper Wednesday. And my answer is to be more concerned and more worried about your individual holdings as opposed to this big headline, Taper Wednesday. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I just want to crawl back in bed. What's going to happen? You know what? there's going to be, something's going to happen tomorrow, and something's going to happen Friday, and something's going to happen Monday, and there's always something to worry about, always. But what's the biggest fact to remember of all? The market hit 660 back in March of 2013. In March of 2013, it hit 660. Where is it at today? 1700. Had you bailed, had you reacted to every single headline along the way, you wouldn't be sitting pretty today in your 401k, your Roth IRA, your SEP IRA, etc., etc., etc. So you know what? You've got to let the little things roll off your back. You have to be aware of it, and you have to watch the effects of it, and this and that. But you have to be more focused on your individual companies, okay? We've talked about one here in the first part of the show called Alliance Fiber Optics, which is hitting a new all-time high today, despite all the worries out there about Taper Wednesday. I want to talk next about a very controversial subject and a very controversial stock. What, Gunderson? Controversial? Yes, Gunderson. Controversial. I'm the guy that's against asset allocation, for heaven's sakes. That upsets the apple cart of 70% of the registered investment advisors out there in my industry. I want to talk about a company that's headquartered in Southport, Connecticut. A company that cannot even keep up with the demand for its product. A company that there's a waiting list to get their product. A company that has outperformed gold over the last 10 years. A company that is exploding to the upside. A company that's hitting new all-time highs. And yet it's a company that a lot of people, morally or socially, cannot own. The name of the company is Sturm Ruger and Company. What do? They manufacture pistols, revolvers, rifles, shotguns under the Ruger name, primarily for the commercial sporting market. Now, I don't know about you and how you feel about all of this. I grew up in a family. My dad lived, you know, his parents lived through the Depression, and they had to help their budget by getting some quail and doves and duck, and they raised rabbits. And so I grew up with a father that was a fisherman and a hunter, and I spent many days with my father going out on duck hunts, pheasant hunts, quail hunts, dove. Some of my greatest memories in life are those days that I spent in the field with my father. We would leave at 6 in the morning, 5 in the morning, 4 in the morning, depending on where we were going. We live in San Diego. Right now in San Diego, there's a stadium called Qualcomm. The Chargers play there every other Sunday this time of year. When I was a kid in San Diego, it was a San Diego riverbed, and it was ponds and lakes, and we hunted ducks where the Chargers play today. And we came home and we ate those ducks. I learned how to pluck a duck. I learned how to clean a duck and to dress it. People are going, ew, gross. Well, you know what? They're the same people that stop at Kentucky Fried Chicken on the way home and order a whole chicken. Didn't he meet the same demise that the poor duck met? Somebody had to clean that chicken for you. And by the way, duck is delicious. Little crispy duck with Bing cherry sauce is quite delicious. There's not a sight prettier than being in the middle of an alfalfa field on a beautiful November morning and seeing a big rooster pheasant flush and the dog on point and later eating that pheasant. That's just me, okay? I had a great time. And you know what? I think if more kids today had these kinds of experiences of fishing and hunting and getting out into the woods with their fathers, I don't think we'd have as many problems in the world today as we have. This shooter apparently spent all his time playing violent video games. He should have been out in the field on a stream or a river fishing and spending his life. That's just me, okay? You may think entirely differently, but I just think enjoying natural beauty and nature and spending time with your father is a very good thing, or your mother, is a very important thing. And I also had a good mother who took me here to the museums. We have some great museums in Balboa Park in San Diego, and she took me to SeaWorld, and she took me to the zoo, and we did all kinds of things, the Birch Aquarium, and I learned all kinds of things. It was all good experience, and I ended up not getting into too much trouble as a kid. But Sturm Ruger's been a great stock. What can I say? You know, love it or don't love it? I know my Dallas people, my Dallas listeners are going, yeah, we got some Sturm Rugers in the safe at home, okay? And probably my KDAL listeners and Seattle listeners are going, oh, how dare him talk about a gun stock. Well, listen, I'm going to talk about the gun stock, and I'm going to let you decide for yourself about the socially conscious and the politically correctness of it all. Here's what the stock has done. Ruger. Ruger is a $1.1 billion market cap company. It's a small cap domestic stock. Over the last 5 years, and basically, I mean, hey, let's call it what it is. Since President Obama has been in office, Ruger stock has been up by 57% per year. Unfortunately, the move to try to disarm people has caused the opposite effect. It's caused people to run, to flee to the sporting goods store and stock up and hoard guns and ammo. And this recent situation in Washington, D.C. has just made the situation even worse. And you can see it in Ruger stock, which is breaking out again. Over the last 3 years, Ruger stock has delivered 70% per year. Over the last 12 months, Ruger stock is up 23%. It gets a performance grade of A, and it gets a momentum grade of A-. It's one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. Now let's take a look at the valuation of the stock. Ruger is currently trading at 17 times forward earnings. That's not too bad on a stock that's been growing their earnings by 62% per year over the last 5 years. You know, I bet you don't even realize as you go into the sporting goods store, or maybe you're a hunter or a shooter or a fisherman or a bow hunter, one of the greatest stocks in the entire market right now is Sturm, Ruger, and Company. Let's take a look at how it did in 2008 when trouble was around. The financial crisis, Ruger stock was up 10%. People were hunting for doves and quail and pheasants and ducks and grouse and chuckers and whatever else they put on their table. Sturm Ruger, out of 3,548 stocks, Sturm Ruger comes in at number 146. I currently do not have a position in the stock, but I sure noticed the chart yesterday, and I sure notice it again today as it reacts once again to another tragedy in the world. Was the tragedy caused by the gun or the shooter? I'll leave that up to the pundits to discuss back and forth on MSNBC, on Fox, on all the various news channels. You know, what can I say? The stock has done very well. Lastly, let's look at a one-year chart of the stock. You couldn't find a better stock chart. This stock was $4 a share in 2008, and today it's $60 per share. So again, you know, I say, obviously, this move to try to disarm people has caused the opposite effect. Now they're armed to the teeth. I talk to folks all the time that have safes at home and that's full of ammo. You can't even get 22 ammo in California. Forget it. It's a wait. And when it comes in on Friday at Dick's Sporting Goods stores, they're there when the store opens at 6 a.m. buying their ammo. Sturm Ruger, a best stock now. Like it or not, we'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
For years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites, a teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed Be Safe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why Be Safe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter, give it an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. Be Safe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. Be Safe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks.
stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. In the last segment here, I want to talk a little bit about how the app can help you become a better investor. I have a stack here of 150 stocks that I'm going to be adding to the app over the next few days here. We find stocks, new stocks all the time. There's IPOs all the time. There's ones that I've missed in the past. People email me, hey, can you add this stock to the app? We do our best to try to stay on top of them all. We currently have over 3,500, almost 3,600. The first edition of the app only had 2,700 stocks, so we've added 900 along the way. And we've got several projects that we're working on right now. In addition to keep the app fresh with any stock that I can find that I believe is worthy of the app, I'm going to add to it. And when I add a stock to the app, I list the obviously the price and the risk profile and the size of the company. I do my valuation on it, and then we have the track record of the stock, and then of course the formulas will calculate a grade for the stock. And we've actually come upon some pretty good ones here recently that have been newly added, and they ended up ranking really high in the app. But we're also working on several projects. We have a firm that we've hired, and they are busily working in the background on creating the PC app, which will, you know, even if you have the app, there's times when you want to go home and be able to work with it on a PC, which obviously is a bigger screen and a little more manageable. And then there's those folks out there that don't have a smartphone. They never bit the bullet and bought a smartphone, so they want to work it on the PC. So we're working on that feverishly. I'm getting updates every single day. We've hired a major firm to help us with this project, and we've put them on, you know, as our going forward with all the new ideas that I come up with. When this project gets done, we're also working on a premium subscription where I'll be sending out live tweets or live buy push notifications. I am buying this stock, and I'm selling this stock. And then I'm also going to have a premium show in the afternoon, which would be about 15, 20 minutes with my insider market message of what I viewed in the market that day. And that will be a premium type of subscription available on all the apps. We're also working on a mutual fund app. That's the next project. Once we get this done, that will rank some 5 or 6,000 mutual funds. Same way we do it with the app, only we can't do a valuation of mutual funds. It will be based on the formulas that I've put together for stocks based on their performance. And they'll be categorized into different categories, large cap growth, small cap value. So if you hear me say, for instance, that this is a year that's favored domestic small cap growth stocks, well, you can pull up your app, your mutual fund app, and you can click on that category and you can find the top ranked ones. Or if I say, hey, the microcap stocks are doing really well this year, you can click on microcaps and up will come the top ranked microcap mutual funds. We're also working on an ETF app. Best ETFs now. Best mutual funds now. So we're busy over here at Gunderson Capital Management, and you say, well, Gunderson, how do you have time to do all this? How do you have time to manage the money? I manage the money. All of this goes on in the background. I delegate all of this stuff. Hey, here's what I want you to work on. And so all of these projects are being worked on we think we really have something here. A very handy, useful tool in this Best Stocks Now app. That's all I know is it's helped me tremendously save time. It's so efficient. You know, it's hard to stay on top of such a big field of companies, closed-end funds, mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, inverse funds, and on and on and on. I have to do it in a very quick and efficient manner. And with the technology that is out there today, I'm able to do it. I use my app. I actually use the spreadsheet that's behind the app, but I make sure that the app reflects the spreadsheet that I use to manage a lot of money for folks all across America. So be looking for all of these improvements, changes to the app. We're now doing videos as opposed to just audio of the radio show, which we're archiving every single day. We're adding graphics. So when you watch the segment that I just completed on Ruger, for instance, you'll also see screenshots from the app. During the segment, you'll see the charts that I'm looking at and why I like it. And so it's very educational. And we're creating four of these segments every single day. Boy, I'll tell you what, I think they can make you a whole heck of a lot better investor. And the segments, they're going up on the website every day, which is pwstreet.com. We've got a couple of big websites that will be also posting our segments. In fact, Town Hall Finance will start running our videos every day that we're creating. And when we talk about an individual company like Ruger, when you go to the app and you click on Ruger and you go down to the bottom, scroll down, you can click and see my little analysis that I did. It's usually 4, 5, 6 minutes, something like that, of the stock. So you know what? I don't know of anything out there that even comes close to doing what we're doing here at Gunderson Capital Management to help keep you focused on the best stocks now, the best asset classes now, the best sectors now, the best mutual funds now, the best ETFs now. And we're working feverishly to get it on all of these platforms and to get it so they look the same on all the platforms. So I think we've got a real heck of a good tool here in the Best Stocks Now app, which you can download at the Apple Store. You can download it at the Google Marketplace. We're still trying to get the video to work on the Android device. We've got folks here today working on that project. I'm telling you. But what I do when I'm done with the show is I close the door and I manage money because I've got a lot of money and a lot of people that I'm responsible for. I had a discussion with a new client yesterday. He's a pilot for one of the big airlines. He says, I know I'm just a little guy and blah, blah, blah. I said, are you kidding me? Do you treat any one of your passengers differently? Don't you care about every single one of them? Doesn't matter if they're in first class, if they're in second class, or if they're working on the plane. You're responsible for every one of them, and I feel the same way with my clients. I have a responsibility for each and every one of them to manage their portfolios as best that I possibly can. If you'd like to get on our newsletter list, we send out those newsletters every Saturday, pwstreet.com. If you'd like to talk to us, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.